Time now on our pregame show to visit with Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers. Brent, you guys ready for tonight?
I hope so. I'm so sick of going against our own guys. It's we were talking about as a staff. It's just it's beyond time to go play a game. We got 24 days of camp, and these kids have been here all spring, all summer. They're certainly sick of going against each other. So it's time. Good, better, and different. Let's go.
Every coach tells their players what it's going to take to be a successful player. Is the Gunnar Olszewski story further proof that that is correct?
Yeah. I mean, you really go back to what we hammer to our kids about the blue-collar hard work, you know, grind the axe. We talk about Coach Pike came up with these little wristbands that says show up on it. Just a repetitive theme of outwork your opponents. And lo and behold, it worked in the NFL. I mean, Gunnar just goes from DB to receiver and, you know, to the Patriots. I mean, what a fairy tale type of scenario. But you strip it all away, he earned it. I mean, I was talking to some other reporters, and like, he just simply outworked some of the guys from the SEC, from the Big Ten, the Big 12, and outperformed them. It's not like a charity case. So, and I think that relates back to the program too, and how we do things here.
What's it been like for your current players, kind of watching him from afar?
You know, they're all such good friends with him, and so he was going to his first game, and he took a snapshot of himself and sent it out, and he's wearing his Beaver gear on the bus and cut off sleeves, and just it's just Gunnar. Everybody kind of giggles when I say that with everybody I've been talking to. It's just Gunnar being Gunnar, but it's him. That's him in a nutshell. So kids have had a blast, and a couple of our guys went and saw him out the preseason game in Detroit. So he's just the same old small town kid from Texas that came to BSU, and everybody loved him here and was a great teammate. So they're certainly rooting for him, and I think the Patriot family just got a whole bunch of fans here in the Midwest.
On to this year. You get Brandon Ault back year after losing most of the year because of an injury. Any signs of rust?
No. Sometimes we got to, you know, you definitely have to say whoa more than go with Brandon. So, which is a good thing. He's a very energetic leader of the offense. He's kind of the heartbeat over there. We'll go as far as Brandon can take us. Not putting all the pressure on him. We got a good running game. We got this and that. But he's a very gifted player. He's probably as good as we had, leading back to Jordan Hyde. His ceiling might even be even higher than Jordy's at times. He's got a different arm than Jordy. Jordy had a little bit more moxie, played a lot of games. But Brandon's surely back to health, and I think he's got a ceiling that only he really knows how high he can get. He's a pretty special player in that regard.
Of all the guys that are returning, who had the best summer?
I think if you look at just as a group, it's pretty hard to argue with the offensive line. I think the vast majority of every one of those guys were here all summer, the receiving core. I thought the offense just had a great summer in general. Not to say that the defense didn't, but I think they just had a few more numbers in town. So those guys did a really good job. But our guys that were back home, like Alex Hoffman had an internship, so he was back home. But he, you know, looks like a Greek god walking off the bus. So he certainly worked out. He was working for ETS, so he was training all day and working out all day. And we had a few more guys like that were doing internships. So Gabe Ames was out west doing an internship, but obviously Gabe looks really good too. So it was good for some of our backups to get some reps this summer. So we're excited. We got good depth, and hopefully we can stay healthy, and that's kind of the key to football.
Football is such a game of replacements. In those positions where you graduated somebody, what have those position battles been like?
You know, I think you go back, you know, at linebacker first, you know, we lost Grant Buschinski, but we played a lot of guys. So I think Jalen Jenkins and Andre Chisley would be battling out, both be playing quite a bit. Mike linebacker, you know, we rotated, you know, Chisley was over there back and forth, but Lucas Ross had a phenomenal summer. He's our transplant from Switzerland over here. He'll be an all-conference player. He's a very, very good player. We got Zolly Kaplan and Colby Wadsworth at Buck, kind of a rush position that were backups to Van Houten last year. Van Houten had a lot of injuries, so really Kaplan really started the vast majority of the year. But Wadsworth had a great summer. D-line-wise, we had to replace Dylan Ellingson, Jamie Moe, along with Seth Zins. There's kind of just by a committee, Caleb Stevens in there. Ryan Schnobrick, and we're pretty deep at the defensive line, but Logan Steening had a good summer. Devin Pink, all those guys had good summer. So we got some depth there. Obviously, everybody wants to know who's going to replace who in the back half. It'd be by committee. We really travel in five corners. I think they'll all play. Mikey Junker and Kennard, obviously, along with DeVell Fox, would probably be the names that they're all seniors, so you think those guys, but we'll play some freshmen in there as well. Keontae Shorter, I think Roundtree will be, Jay Sean will place him out there. And in the back half with the safety position, feel really good. Jake Weston kind of felt like he played a lot for us last year. Wakefield's a senior back there, provide some. And then I thought Jared Klein had a really good summer. He's a bigger body, kind of a 6'3", 210-pound safety, maybe bigger than that. Looks like a linebacker, but he'll come down wacky. He's a good gap fitter, kind of replacing Mo's position last year as kind of a safety fit. So those have been big ones. And then flipping back on the offense, I think we got to find a backup to Jalen Fry. Sharad Kapan played last year really high. We probably will end up playing a freshman. I'm guessing one of them will be out there. We'll figure out who as we move through. But Mikael Harn has been extremely good all camp. I think he'll have a chance to play. Probably the only true freshman that we're looking at playing. And then receiver-wise, we lost some guys too, but we'll be good out there. Bolio's had a great camp, great summer. Anderson's been great. Malik Williams is different. You guys will see him this year. I think he's as fast or faster than Landon, so that puts it into perspective. And then DJ Johnson, once he figures it out, he's going to be unbelievable too. So a lot of those guys have played converted running back slots, so they're kind of just figuring out life. But we got a lot of depth. It's going to be fun to see who steps up.
More with Coach Bolte when we return here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Brent Bolte. Mentioned this guy in the first segment, but Gabe Ames, preseason North Division Defensive Player of the Year. How has he handled those extra expectations?
You know, really don't talk about it much. I'm kind of a firm believer you can fill in the blanks here, but you can kind of do something in one hand and, you know, have something in another. It's just like, you know, nothing's guaranteed. It's just like, come on. It's a preseason award, but he's worked hard. It's a nice compliment to him in the program, just of what he's viewed upon by the league. And he's certainly a violent football player, and he makes some plays that make your eyes kind of bulge out a little bit. But he's handled it well. He's been a captain. He was elected last spring, so he's just kind of rolling the right direction. I think he's answered the questions right. You know, he gives a lot of compliments to his teammates and understands he ain't going to be able to do his job without the other guys doing theirs. So great compliment for him. But I think in the long run, we'll see how it goes. But he's certainly a gifted player.
Who are your other captains?
We got Mikey Junker on defense, and on the offensive side, it was Matt Gross and Joe Woods.
How do those four kind of fit that captain's role?
They do a really good job. Joe's been a vocal leader. You know, obviously he got dinged last year and took the medical redshirt, but Matty Gross is just kind of embodies what the program is. Blue collar kid from North Dakota, farm kid, and just a tough son of a gun. So he's definitely leads by example, and all those guys, Mikey's returning captain as well. So those guys have earned their respect and kind of earned their keep as they've gone through the program, but they're definitely a good group of leaders for us.
Any rule changes as far as the league or the NCAA that are especially intriguing to you?
You know, the ones that I think you're going to take a little bit of getting used to, you've seen it called a lot in college football already, is the defenseless players. They've been calling a lot. People probably watched the Gopher game against South Dakota State. One of their offensive linemen for the Gophers peeled out on a screen and just, I mean, it was a highlight reel hit, but it was defenseless. So the real rule now is like some of the crackback blocks, some of the big hits that are probably put on more by O-linemen on screens or receivers cracking down on some perimeter plays. It's more like a basketball pick now, so you're not going to let those kids hit on as much, which I'm full favor of. I think it's just it's just a smart rule change in that regard. They always tweak holding. I think you could call holding on every single play on both sides probably, but they try to be more definitive on how they're going to do it. But we'll see. I think you're going to get your two on each side regardless, but that's just my opinion. But it wasn't a big year for rule changes, to be honest.
It appears the South is going to be loaded again. Your thoughts, though, on the North?
Well, it'll be interesting how it all unfolds. I think St. Cloud really improved last year. Obviously, Moorhead had a good year as well. Just goes back to who's going to win close games. Moorhead kind of had glass slipper last year. They won every single close game, and I think they got beat by 30-plus on their four losses. So sure wish we could go back in time and play them with their healthy group. I think it would have been a little bit different. But give Coach Lockway a lot of credit. He does a good job over there. And so it's really the middle group. You know, I think us and Duluth, rightfully so, probably preseason, probably got a little bit more of the pub, but it's on who's coming back. But I think Moorhead, building off of last year, will be a very good team. I think St. Cloud, it'd be interesting. They got a good defense. They weren't great on offense, but a lot of guys back there. And we'll see in the middle pack from there is just, will Northern return back to a, 6-5, 7-4, 8-3 team? Are they going to be, where they were last year? Can't imagine they will. I think they'll be better. And then I truly believe Craig is the next one that'll take a step at the University of Mary. Maybe that's a little bit of me hoping, obviously good friends with him, but he'll do a good job out there. And, they haven't won very much, but I think they'll be really competitive. And they weren't competitive last year. I mean, they had 3 or 4 games they were lost by less than a touchdown too. So we'll see, but certainly the South is the big dogs for the most part. Mankato, Sioux Falls, Augie, Winona. And I personally think Winona would be a surprise team. I think they'll, and Augie, I think those are the two teams that I particularly think will have real strong years this year in the South.
If Mankato stays healthy, do they have what it takes to be playing come that last weekend of the year?
Yeah, for certain. Yeah, they're really gifted. It starts with their O-line and their run game. I mean, Nate Gunn is as good as they come. Give him a lot of props. He played like a possessed man last year against us. It was probably the best single. I mean, even going back, it's when we played some of those really good running backs from Duluth. I thought he single-handedly, he ran through contact and ran really, really hard. And I thought he was their heartbeat. So if he can stay healthy, I think that'd be big for them. I think the challenge for them is maybe their quarterback play. Just they rotate two guys, see how they can handle that. They're both really gifted players, and then they got Zylstra. They got a ton of talent, and they've been really good on defense. So they'll certainly be a team, but they got to play Duluth this year in the crossover. They still got to get through Sioux Falls and Augie and that, and Augie had them beat last year, to be honest with you. So there's a lot of parity, I think, once you get maybe 1 through 5 on each side or whoever's in that top 5 overall in the NSIC, but it's almost you got the top tier, and I think there's a definitive break to the next tier. And thankfully right now, I think we're in that top tier, maybe towards the bottom preseason, but at least you're in that conversation. And I think we have a chance to battle against those teams.
Game one of this year season is always a little bit of a crapshoot. You don't know what new wrinkles they've got, but when you go back over the years, games against Northern and Bemidji State lead to some doozies, don't they?
They have. I mean, it's taken a couple of years off my life, I think, over the last decade or two when I've been coaching here. But I think our guys are just, like I said before, we're just ready to play. And they're going to do some new stuff. We're going to do some new stuff. I mean, I've been doing this too long. I'm like, whatever. I'm so ready just to go and play and excited. But yet, I know what we have. We have a really good offensive group. We're good on defense. So we'll make it hard for Northern, but they'll do the same thing for us with their new coordinator. So it'll be a little bit of a chess match and who can make good in-game adjustments, which is that's the fun part of football as a coach. You get to make those adjustments and see how the kids respond.
Best of luck.
Appreciate it.
Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.